请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
The living room has a big sofa.
客厅有一张大沙发。
There is a small wooden table near the sofa.
有一张小木桌子靠近沙发。
A lamp is on the table.
一盏灯在桌子上。
The sofa is blue.
沙发是蓝色的。
There are two chairs near the table.
桌子附近有两把椅子。
The carpet is red and soft.
地毯是红色且柔软的。
There is a big window behind the sofa.
沙发后面有一扇大窗户。
The curtains near the window are white.
窗户附近的窗帘是白色的。
A small shelf is on the wall.
一个小架子在墙上。
There are books on the shelf.
书架上有书。
The TV is near the wall.
电视靠近墙壁。
The room is clean and bright.
那个房间干净明亮。
There is a clock on the wall.
墙上有一个钟。
A plant is next to the window.
一株植物在窗户旁边。
The telephone is on the table next to the sofa.
电话在桌子上，靠近沙发。
The living room is a nice place.
客厅是一个不错的地方。
My friend and I talk about smartphones every day.
我和我的朋友每天谈论智能手机。
She uses her phone to call her family.
她用她的电话给她的家人打电话。
I like to send messages with my smartphone.
我喜欢用我的智能手机发送信息。
Technology helps us find information quickly.
技术帮助我们快速找到信息。
She watches videos during her free time.
她在她的空闲时间观看视频。
We both use apps for learning new things.
我们两个人都使用应用程序来学习新事物。
My smartphone also has a calendar for important dates.
我的智能手机也有一个重要日期的日历。
She takes photos easily with the phone camera.
她用手机相机轻松拍照。
I set alarms to wake up on time.
我设定闹钟准时起床。
We enjoy playing games when we relax.
我们喜欢玩游戏，当我们放松时。
Technology makes life easier.
技术让生活变得更容易。
She finds useful information online every day.
她每天都能在网上找到有用的信息。
I share news with my friends using social media.
我通过社交媒体与我的朋友分享新闻。
She listens to music on the bus.
她在公共汽车上听音乐。
I read articles to learn more about the world.
我阅读文章以了解更多关于世界的知识。
Smartphones help us stay connected with family and friends.
智能手机帮助我们与家人和朋友保持联系。
We use technology to make our lives better.
我们使用技术来改善我们的生活。
Technology is a helpful part of our daily lives.
技术是我们日常生活中有用的一部分。
Anna decided to start a new fitness routine to improve her health.
安娜决定开始新的健身计划来改善她的健康。
She read about jogging because it is good for cardiovascular health.
她阅读了关于慢跑的内容，因为它对心血管健康有益。
On Monday morning, Anna put on her running shoes and went outside.
星期一早上，安娜穿上了她的跑鞋，然后出门了。
She started jogging slowly because she was not used to exercise.
她开始慢跑，因为她不习惯锻炼。
After 10 minutes, she felt tired but motivated to continue.
十分钟后，她感到疲倦，但有动力继续。
She drank some water and rested for 5 minutes before starting again.
她喝了一些水，休息了五分钟，然后又开始了。
Anna felt proud after completing her first jogging session.
安娜在完成她的第一次慢跑训练后感到自豪。
She learned that regular exercise helps increase energy levels and reduce stress.
她了解到定期锻炼有助于提高能量水平并减轻压力。
The next day, Anna woke up early feeling excited to jog again.
第二天，安娜早早醒来，感到兴奋，准备再次慢跑。
She invited her friend John to join her on the jogging route.
她邀请她的朋友约翰加入她的慢跑路线。
John agreed because he also wanted to be healthier.
约翰同意了，因为他也想更健康。
Together, they planned to jog 3 times a week.
他们一起计划每周慢跑三次。
Anna bought a fitness tracker to monitor her progress.
安娜买了一个健身追踪器来监测她的进展。
She found that tracking her steps made her more motivated to keep jogging.
他发现跟踪他的步伐让他更有动力继续慢跑。
After a month, Anna noticed that she had more energy during the day.
一个月后，安娜注意到她白天有更多的精力。
Her improved stamina helped her complete longer jogs with ease.
她改进的耐力帮助她轻松完成了更长时间的慢跑。
Anna was happy that she made health and fitness a priority in her life.
安娜很高兴她把健康和健身作为生活的优先事项。
FC Krasnodar was founded in 2008 and quickly rose to prominence in Russian football.
克拉斯诺达足球俱乐部成立于2008年,并迅速在俄罗斯足球界崭露头角。
The club invested heavily in young talent and built a modern stadium to attract fans.
俱乐部在年轻人才上进行了大量投资,并建造了现代化的体育场以吸引粉丝。
By 2013, FC Krasnodar had earned a reputation for its technical style and youth development.
到了2013年，克拉斯诺达尔足球俱乐部因其技术风格和青年发展而闻名。
The club's financial strategy involved partnerships and sponsorships that increased revenue.
俱乐部的财务战略涉及合作伙伴关系和赞助，这些都增加了收入。
This solid foundation allowed Krasnodar to compete at higher levels in domestic leagues.
这个坚实的基础使克拉斯诺达尔能够在国内联赛的更高层次竞争。
Their breakthrough came in 2018 when they finished as runners-up in the Russian Premier League.
他们的突破发生在2018年,当时他们作为俄罗斯超级联赛的亚军完成比赛。
This success gained them entry into the UEFA Europa League, enhancing their international profile.
这一成功使他们进入了欧洲足联欧罗巴联赛，提升了他们的国际形象。
Financially, the club's sponsorship deals grew significantly, boosting their transfer budget.
在财务方面，俱乐部的赞助协议显著增长，推动了他们的转会预算。
Their financial health was a model for other Russian football clubs to emulate.
他们的财务状况是其他俄罗斯足球俱乐部效仿的榜样。
The club prioritized youth academies, ensuring a steady flow of skilled players.
俱乐部优先考虑青少年学院，确保技术娴熟的球员稳定流动。
This approach helped them develop talent internally rather than relying solely on expensive transfers.
这种方法帮助他们在内部培养人才，而不是单靠昂贵的转会。
By 2020, FC Krasnodar won its first major trophy, marking a historic moment for the club.
到2020年，克拉斯诺达尔足球俱乐部赢得了其第一个重要奖杯，标志着俱乐部的历史性时刻。
The victory not only elevated the team's status but also attracted lucrative sponsorships.
胜利不仅提升了团队的地位，还吸引了丰厚的赞助。
Following their championship, the club expanded its global outreach through social media and marketing.
在他们赢得冠军后，俱乐部通过社交媒体和营销扩大了其全球影响力。
Sustaining success required careful financial management and strategic player acquisitions.
持续的成功需要谨慎的财务管理和战略性球员收购。
The club's management emphasized stability over risky spending practices.
俱乐部管理曾强调了稳定性胜过风险消费行为。
Today, FC Krasnodar is recognized as a model club for sustainable growth and competitive performance.
今天 ,FC 克拉斯诺达被公认为可持续增长和竞争表现的模范俱乐部。
Their success story inspires other clubs looking to balance ambition with financial responsibility.
他们的成功故事激励着其他试图在雄心与财务责任之间取得平衡的俱乐部。
FC Krasnodar's journey highlights the importance of visionary leadership, community support, and prudent management.
FC 克拉斯诺达尔的旅程凸显了有远见的领导力、社区支持和谨慎管理的重要性。
As the club looks to the future, it remains committed to maintaining its competitive edge and financial health.
随着俱乐部展望未来，他仍然致力于保持其竞争优势和财务健康。
Globalization has significantly transformed the economic landscapes of many countries.
全球化显著改变了许多国家的经济格局。
This process integrates markets, technologies, and philosophies across national boundaries.
此过程整合了跨越国家边界的市场、技术和哲学。
Economic growth has been accelerated by the removal of trade barriers and increased capital flows.
经济增长因贸易壁垒的移除和资本流动的增加而加速。
However, globalization also introduces disparities between developed and developing nations.
然而，全球化也带来了发达国家和发展中国家之间的差异。
The wealth gap often widens, causing social tensions and political instability.
财富差距经常扩大，导致社会紧张和政治不稳定。
Cultural homogenization threatens the preservation of unique traditions and languages.
文化同质化威胁到独特传统和语言的保护。
Global media and entertainment create shared experiences but might erode local identities.
全球媒体和娱乐创造共同的体验，但可能侵蚀地方身份。
Moreover, migration flows reshape demographic profiles, adding complexity to social cohesion.
此外，迁移流重新塑造人口统计特征，增加社会凝聚力的复杂性。
Governments face challenges in regulating multinational corporations effectively.
各国政府在有效监管跨国公司方面面临挑战。
Environmental concerns arise as industrial activity expands globally without stringent oversight.
环境问题随着工业活动在全球范围内扩展而出现，缺乏严格的监督。
Conversely, globalization promotes cross-cultural dialogue and greater awareness of global issues.
相反，全球化促进了跨文化对话以及对全球问题的更大认知。
Technological innovations spread rapidly, enabling collaborative problem-solving worldwide.
技术创新迅速传播，使全球协作解决问题成为可能。
Education has become more accessible through digital platforms that cross geographic boundaries.
教育通过跨越地理边界的数字平台变得更加容易获得。
Nonetheless, the pace of change can overwhelm traditional institutions and cultural norms.
尽管如此，变化的步伐可能会使传统机构和文化规范不堪重负。
To foster sustainable globalization, policies must balance economic interests with social equity.
为了促进可持续的全球化，政策必须在经济利益与社会公平之间取得平衡。
International cooperation is essential for addressing challenges like climate change and poverty.
国际合作对于应对气候变化和贫困等挑战是必要的。
In conclusion, globalization is a multifaceted phenomenon with profound benefits and serious drawbacks.
总之，全球化是一个多方面的现象，具有深远的益处和严重的弊端。
Understanding these dynamics helps societies navigate the complexities of an interconnected world.
理解这些动态有助于社会导航相互关联的世界的复杂性。
Paulo Dybala's future at Roma remains a subject of intense speculation among football analysts and fans alike.
保罗·迪巴拉在罗马的未来仍然是足球分析师和球迷之间激烈猜测的话题。
The forward's contract negotiations have been extensive, reflecting the club's desire to retain his talents while balancing financial constraints.
前锋的合同谈判范围广泛，反映了俱乐部希望保留他的才能，同时平衡财务限制。
Roma's management highly regards Dybala not only for his on-field prowess but also for his leadership qualities.
罗马管理曾高度评价迪巴拉，不仅因为他在场上的技艺，还因为他的领导才能。
There is an intricate dynamic between Dybala's personal ambitions and the club's overarching strategic goals.
迪巴拉的个人抱负与俱乐部的总体战略目标之间存在复杂的动态关系。
Reports indicate that negotiations have reached an advanced stage, with both parties keen on a mutually beneficial agreement.
报告显示，谈判已进入一个高级阶段，双方都热衷于一项互利协议。
Nonetheless, external factors such as market volatility and emerging transfer rumors add complexity to the scenario.
尽管如此，市场波动和新兴的转会传闻等外部因素为情境增添了复杂性。
Dybala's rapport with head coach Mourinho is reportedly strong, which bodes well for his integration and future contributions.
迪巴拉与主教练穆里尼奥 reportedly 的关系密切，这对他的融合和未来的贡献有好处。
His adaptation to the tactical system has been commendable, reflecting his versatility and footballing intellect.
他对战术体系的适应令人赞赏，反映出他的多才多艺和足球智力。
Discussions around salary and contract length remain pivotal, as Roma seeks to position itself competitively in the transfer market.
关于薪资和合同期限的讨论仍然至关重要，因为罗马寻求在转会市场中具备竞争力。
The club's hierarchy is aware that retaining marquee players like Dybala is crucial for maintaining fan engagement and commercial success.
俱乐部的层级意识到，保留像迪巴拉这样的明星球员对于维持粉丝参与度和商业成功至关重要。
Financial prudence remains a challenge, however, given the constraints imposed by UEFA's financial fair play regulations.
财政谨慎仍然是一个挑战。然而，鉴于欧足联的金融公平竞赛条例所施加的限制
，Experts speculate that a successful outcome hinges on Roma's ability to blend ambition with fiscal responsibility.
专家推测，成功的结果取决于罗马将抱负与财政责任相结合的能力。
Meanwhile, Dybala maintains professional decorum and continues to demonstrate commitment during training sessions.
与此同时，迪巴拉保持专业风度，并在训练期间继续展示承诺。
His influence extends beyond the pitch, fostering camaraderie and professionalism within the squad.
他的影响超越了球场，在团队内部促进了友谊和专业精神。
The supporters exhibit a strong emotional connection to Dybala, viewing him as a linchpin in Roma's aspirations for European success.
支持者们展示了与迪巴拉的强烈情感联系，将他视为罗马实现欧洲成功愿望中的关键人物。
Various media outlets have speculated extensively, sometimes exacerbating tensions between the stakeholders involved.
各种媒体机构广泛猜测，有时加剧了利益相关者之间的紧张关系。
In conclusion, the trajectory of Dybala's tenure at Roma hinges upon multifaceted considerations encompassing sporting, financial, and interpersonal dimensions.
总之，迪巴拉在罗马任期的轨迹取决于涵盖体育、财务和人际关系多方面考虑的因素。
A definitive resolution will require delicate negotiation skills and a shared vision for Roma's sustained competitiveness.
明确的决议将需要精细的谈判技能和罗马持续竞争力的共同愿景。
The outcome will not only shape Dybala's career trajectory but also influence Roma's strategic direction in the coming years.
结果不仅将塑造迪巴拉的职业轨迹，还将影响罗马未来几年的战略方向。
Ultimately, Dybala's commitment to Roma will be a testament to the mutual trust and ambitions shared by both player and club.
最终，迪巴拉对罗马的承诺将成为双方球员和俱乐部共同信任与抱负的见证。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。